Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, troubles with automobiles were often in the news. William McCallan and Peter McNally were severely bruised yesterday evening when the rig in which they were riding, driving a single horse, was struck by a large automobile on the speedway east of the city. The wheel of the carriage was smashed and the horse ran to the city, being stopped on Main Street by traffic officer Hoyt. The trail of wheels at the scene showed the rig was well to one side of the road. Callan gave the number of the car that hit them as 11664. Car theft was increasingly common. Unknown thieves took an automobile owned by John Burke, manager of the New Method Laundry, from the Columbia Gardens late Sunday night and wrecked it in a ditch between the gardens and Butte. The car was turned completely over and so badly damaged that little besides the tires were saved. Both the police and the sheriff's forces are working on the case, but no arrests have been made. It's thought that at least one of the thieves must be injured if they remained in the car as it turned over. Would-be joyriders who steal automobiles, run them into some out-of-the-way place, and leave them generally in bad condition must stop the practice in Butte, according to Undersheriff Jack Whalen, to whom 5 missing cars were reported Sunday and yesterday. He intends to make an example of the first person caught with an automobile to which he can show no right. In most cases, it's believed that mere boys are stealing the cars for a ride, but they are to be treated the same as a genuine thief who steals a car to sell. Whitehall police recovered a large car belonging to Miller and Simonson, a livery firm at 106 South Main Street. When a stranger drove the car into a garage, an employee of the garage recognized the car from a description and at once notified an officer. The driver could not be found. The Miller and Simonson car had been taken from a local garage to the Elks Club when someone called on the telephone and ordered it. The driver found a man on the sidewalk in front of the club who said Mr. Miller was in the club and would be down soon. He said he'd watch the car until the owner called. The driver left the car. It was not until the next morning that the theft was discovered. How many cars were there in Butte? Montana stands third among the states of the Union in the number of automobiles owned in the state in proportion to population. Nebraska stands first, California second, and Montana third, having one automobile for every 8 inhabitants. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.